Mira and Harper Audio present The Missing Piece by Sharon Sala. Performed by Adam Gold. 1. Driving behind a semi on the Dallas Beltway during morning rush hour wasn't for the faint of heart. Doing it in the rain was like driving blind. The windshield wipers on Charlie Dodge's Jeep weren't making any headway with the spray coming off the truck tires in front of him. Although he'd been in this situation countless times, that didn't make it any easier. The knot in his gut had nothing to do with the weather, and everything to do with going to see his wife in the Alzheimer's facility. His frustration was that he had to stop by his office beforehand because Wyrick demanded it. He still wasn't sure how he'd let a woman that bossy and eccentric become his office manager, but she was now entrenched. She was a shade over 6 feet tall, thin as a rail, and usually dressed like a cat burglar. Sometime in her past, before he knew her, she had survived a bout with cancer. She'd kicked the cancer, but it had left behind a calling card. She was, to her disgust, forever bald, plus no eyelashes, no eyebrows, and no boobs. The last due to refusing breast reconstruction, solely her choice, in an act of defiance at the fact that she could no longer grow her hair. If she had to look weird, she was doing it on her own terms. Being ex-military, Charlie was shockproof, so he didn't give a rat's ass what she looked like. She was a tech genius, a member of Mensa, better at karate than he was, had a pilot's license, and drove a Mercedes.